101.5.
Holly, what ridiculousness is Nicki Minaj talking about?
She said that she's celibate because she quote-unquote hates men right now, except for Nas, which apparently Nas is quote-unquote dope. She says they're having sleepovers. They're platonic, but she is considering breaking her celibacy for him.
Literally every person that's on hold right now, it's like, yes, we went from platonic, but it went into a sexual relationship afterwards. So I want to sort of explore and see, like, how does that happen?
Right.
So tell us, Ashley from Palm Harbor, how did this go down between you and your friend?
Okay, so I tried to have a platonic relationship with somebody that I'd been friends with for over a year because we worked together. And so we basically just talked at work and never really hung out outside of work. Well, one day we decided, well, let's go finally grab a beer together like we've been talking about for over a year now. So we did, and we ended up being good friends for a little while longer, just, you know, go out drinking and talk for hours. We talked about past relationships, possible potential relationships with other people.
Mm.
And, yeah, and then one day we just got really, really drunk and decided, why don't we try it with each other?
So I think that now that we're hearing another story, it's like you want it to happen, but you just need a little bit of that liquid courage to actually put it out into the open.
That's the common denominator here.
You know, it's liquor helped everything.
And that vein, kids, don't drink.
I never foresaw it. I really didn't. I never foresaw it happening. But we really bonded once we started hanging out and just... Yeah, I mean, we did. We talked for hours. And
so
we just started a couple weeks ago.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that. Wow. Ashley, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you, guys. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to another Ashley, but in Plant City. Now, we've heard from the other Ashley who said that, yes, they got drunk. They ended up sleeping together, being together. And we have a ton of phone calls on hold right now of everyone saying, yes, I was able to go from platonic to non-platonic because of alcohol. Was this your situation, Ashley?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
No? Okay, so what happened?
Well, we became friends from a mutual friend in October of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started hanging out. We'd go to Busch Gardens together. We'd have, like, sleepovers. We would. And it was never, like, anything big. I didn't look at him like that. And one day, he just looks at me. He's like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, sure. He's like, how do you look at me? And I said, you're my friend. And it kind of got the wheels turning. And I'm like, you know, he's 7 years older than me. I never really looked at him like that. And then one day, I'm just like, you know what? I like him.
Oh.
So we kind of, from there, within a month, we were dating. And within 3-4 months, he asked me to marry him. And now we're married, 7 years married with 3 kids.
Whoa.
So, okay, here's what this is sort of telegraphing to me. Let's say you're a guy and you like a girl. And you're like, you know what? I don't think that she goes for guys like me. And tell me if I'm wrong or right, Ashley. If he hangs out with you as a friend, and some would consider that being friend-zoned and that it's impossible to get out of it, but apparently this guy did. But if he's direct about it after a couple of months of you two having these incredible times together and bonding and getting to know each other, is it possible to move from the friend zone to an actual relationship?
Well, I mean, it took me like a good month to get from that friend zone area to like looking at him in that aspect. He was very, very patient with me. He never tried anything. He wouldn't even like try and hug me or hold my hand. He was just very, very just respectful. And that's what kind of, it was hook, line, and sinker for me. I'm like, this is it. This is like the guy that I want to spend the rest of my life with. He's perfect. Mm.
Now, Holly, your friend Chad that I've heard you talk about before,
who
he physically is not what you would ever go for.
No.
Now, do you think if maybe he manned up a little bit? Because has he ever said to you, I like you, Holly?
No, after I moved away, like months after I moved away, he was like, I really wish I'd have kissed you. And I was like, ooh, Chad.
But do you think if he would have manned up like Ashley's now husband did, do you think there's a possibility he could have worked his way into your heart?
Maybe, but probably not.
But you said maybe.
I mean, I don't
you
know.
You said maybe, because either if you don't... See, this is what I'm thinking, is that I think...
Oh, why did you stand up?
I got excited. I think there's a way to move from the friend zone.
But see, this is what makes me really nervous, because I feel like you're putting false hope into all the friend-zoned guys' heads. It's not always going to work. It's just not.
But if you throw it out there and you try it,
you might as well try.
Exactly.
What's the worst thing you're going to hear? No, okay, oh well.
And as a guy who always is friend-zoned, I never try.
Yeah, oh, you should at least try.
And this is what this is telling me, is that you should at least try.
But let's just please put out the disclaimer that it is probably more likely not to happen.
Don't, okay, fun ruiner.
I'm being realistic.
Give us some hope here.
Okay, that's not my job.
Okay, thanks a lot, Holly. Mm-hmm. We want you to answer the question. We have it online, facebook.com/hot1015.